With more and more Chinese people now starting to shun the tradition of traveling home for the Spring Festival and rather traveling overseas, Chinese tourism operators are starting to tailor their packages accordingly. CRI's Sui with more.
Sydney's harbor, beaches, and outdoor lifestyle have long attracted tourists from across the globe. But now the demographic of visitors heading down under is changing fast. Government figures show that China is now Australia's second biggest tourism market. Felicia Mariani, Managing Director of Australian Tourism Export Council, attributes this inflow of Chinese tourists to the global financial crisis.
What happened was through that GFC, all of a sudden, the markets of the East became even more prominent because those economies were not as adversely affected by the GFC. They rebounded quite quickly. The emerging middle class started to happen a lot faster. And all of a sudden, it was like we woke up one day and everybody needed to quickly turn to the left because all of the business was now coming from the East.
Chinese tourists to Australia increased by 17% in the past year, surpassing the total number of visitors from Britain for the first time, though New Zealand remains Australia's biggest source of visitors. The Accor Hotel Group runs regular Chinese culture, language and history courses for its staff across Australia. Accor Business Development Manager Kate Marshall says the hotels have introduced several initiatives to improve their welcome for Chinese visitors.
We needed to be able to provide services, special foods and collateral that they could understand. We also knew that our staff were having difficulty sometimes understanding what their needs were, and so this course also helps them to understand the history and the background of the Chinese guests.
Tourism authorities in Australia are estimating that at least 1 million Chinese tourists will visit Australia per year by 2020. Back in China, there's been a 30% increase in bookings for overseas travel during this Spring Festival compared to 2 years ago, with Thailand being the most attractive country. Thailand's tourism authorities estimate 200,000 Chinese tourists will visit Thailand for this Lunar New Year. Analysts are attributing the phenomenon of the income increase, flexible visa policies, and the strong Chinese currency renminbi. The increasing enthusiasm for overseas trips during the Spring Festival holidays is also part of a surging market for China's outbound tourism. Official numbers suggest over 80 million Chinese citizens went on outbound tours in 2012. That was almost 17% more than a year earlier. Those Chinese tourists took the equivalent of almost $100 billion to their destinations. For CRI, I'm Sui.